Okay. This is 1 John 4:20. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. That sounds kind of weird. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Okay. Hebrews. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We're going to talk a little bit about being hypocritical. Has anyone known anything to be like hypocritical? Hypocrisy in our church. When you're hypocritical, it's presenting yourself as something that you know you are not. Okay, we're going to talk about being hypocritical. Okay, go back here again to 1 John 4:20. Okay, it's all coming together. Okay, that's the one about the hating the brother. 1 John 2:19. I think it's going to come together, I promise. It's going to be good. If I could see, that would be really nice. 1 John 2:9. Okay. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. When I talk about being hypocritical, you know, lots of times we say, oh, I did this, and I did that, and, you know, for God, and I'm so special, and blah, blah, blah. But yet you live with your life full of sin. You act a different way. Remember, we talked about when you're out in the world, you need to represent Jesus Christ, okay? All the time. You can't be full of hypocrisy. And because let me tell you, everybody that lives in the world that doesn't know Jesus, they're looking at you to screw up. They want to find something. They go, oh, yeah, that church is full of hypocrites. Well, I seen Joe Blow out there with another woman the other day, and his wife and kids are at home. They're looking constantly for something to attack us with. So we've got to represent the light when we are out. Okay, another thing is, we come to church with masks on. And by that, I mean, we come going, oh yes, everything's great, God's blessed me, and blah, blah, and that's true, that's good. But lots of times, before we get to know each other intimately, and seriously and openly, we've got to let people know our insides, what's going on, what our struggles are, how we can support one another. You can't make relationships by keeping those masks on. I used to do that a lot to this other church we went to because everyone thought I was so funny. They constantly wanted to just, you know, laugh, make them laugh. So most of the days that I was really funny, I was the most depressed. But, you know, we need to come to a place of acknowledgement that, hey, this is going on in my life. If I'm struggling, I need help. If not, good, maybe I'm going to be here to help someone else in church. So we need to be really careful not to be hypocrites. And by that, I mean judging other people all the time. Oh, look at them. Look how they're dressed. Look what they're doing. Oh, look how, did you hear them in church? Did you hear what they said? Did you see what they were doing in church? Or what they weren't doing in church? Well, so-and-so's been a Christian for 30 years and they won't even pray in church. Well, so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that. Don't judge each other. We're all here to love one another and to accept one another. No one can take the love of God from you. Not one person. That should really mean something to us. No relationship. But no woman, no man, no child, no enemy can take the love of God from you. God is the same as he was yesterday, as he is today, as he will be tomorrow. There's nobody else in our lives that are like that. We can always count on God. Don't be hypocritical. Some people like to say nothing. Oh, I'll say the prayer, and they say this eloquent prayer, and then they look at me, look at that. You know, God says when you do something, you let the people know then, and you brag about it. Your reward is now. It says in the Bible not to let the left hand know what the right hand's doing. Sometimes I do tell you what I do, and it's not to boast or brag about it. It's just I want to tell you the reward that God gives you in return for it. When God tells you to do something, you need to do it because God blesses you so much for it.
Amen.
We went to Dollar Tree the other day. Kenny and I did looking for something. I don't even know what. I love that store. Most of David's paycheck goes to that Walmart. And Kimmy was right behind me, and I was going tootling along trying to go fast. And I went, Kim, really? Where's she? I went, Kimmy! You know, I have a loud voice. Just a minute, Mama. Okay. And she was back praying with the elderly woman in the back. I had no idea. You know, the devil used me bad that day. But when you do what God tells you to do, you're blessed for it. It feels good. It feels good to do something nice for somebody. It feels good. Now, you can't say, well, I love God and I'm wonderful and I have faith in the Lord and not do any works about it. You know, we can't just tell somebody that's in need, oh, well, I'll pray for you. Hopefully you'll get by, okay, and just walk off. We got to meet our people's needs. We all have needs. We all want that feeling of feeling loved, accepted, and wanted. And if you don't feel that in your home or at church, you're a lost person. That's the two places you should really feel good about yourself. At work, that would be more of a struggle, I would think. Can't ask your boss to love you, especially if it's the opposite sex. But what I'm saying, though, is you should feel great at church. You should feel great at home. Everybody wants to feel God's love. And God's love will never change. You may be in a struggle right now and really having a hard time, but your pride won't let you open up and go, hey, you know, I've been screwing up, I've been doing things I shouldn't, and I just can't get through this right now. So we can help you, so we can support you, because we love you. And as soon as we get all this stuff right, we're going to be going out with our positive energy and our love for God, spreading the word to other people and getting more people to come back to church. People should see your actions and see what you do so they want something that you have. Hey, I want what he has. He's a cool guy, man. You know, they had those deaths in their family and he's just really risen to the top and he's grieving, but he still loves God no matter what. That's cool. I want to be like him. That's how people should see. They want to see the goodness in us. Or they need to see that. A lot of my friends aren't, I have a few that aren't Christians, or they haven't professed to be. But, you know, people, even the ones that you really love, they're looking to see if, are you going to mess up here? Are you going to do something maybe you shouldn't? And that's just how people in the world are. And the enemy will use you in that. He will get your focus off of the Lord and put it on you. Oh, well, you know, say for instance, what he can do, and I'm not saying this happened to Anita. Oh, Anita, well, here you are. You try your best. You go to church every Sunday. You pray for everybody. You encourage people. And here you are laid up in this room. How much does God really love you? What is he doing? Punishing you? Anita, do you remember those sins in your life? You know, God probably didn't really forgive you for those. How could he possibly love you for what you do? Then you sit there and you start thinking of this stuff. Pretty soon you're agreeing. Yeah, you are right. Yeah, that's right. No, God loves us right where we are. And there's a few of us in here today that are really struggling. You want to give up the towel. You're tired of it just seems like over and over something happens. And you're just down in the dumps. You go, you know what? I just want to give up. And that's when the army of this church body, without judging, wraps around you and gives you the support you need. Gives you the love you need. It's okay. It's okay to get upset when you're in predicaments that you cannot handle. Because trust me, if God took this right out of every situation that came along, we would no longer feel like we need Him. Oh, well, things are going pretty good. Oh, I forgot to pray today. Trust me, when you get into a financial problem or you get into a sticky situation that you don't want to be in, first thing you're doing, oh, God, please help me, please. God likes us to communicate to Him. You need to pray every day. You need to get in your Word every day. We need to keep building ourselves stronger towards Christ and not letting the enemy come in and take away our peace and our joy. So if you don't have that peace and joy, we want to pray for you. If you're really struggling and you're scraping the bottom, you think, you know, I can't see any way out of this. I'm tired of the situation. I need help. We want to pray for you. I've been there. I was there just 2 weeks ago. You know, missing my parents. Oh my gosh, I've lost two sisters and two parents. How come I have to go through the, you know, Satan, the enemy always comes to me with self-pity. That's the biggest thing I have to deal with. Oh, poor thing. Oh, goodness. How am I going to get through? Oh, my God. Nobody understands. And then you just feed into that devil. You have too much time on your hands. What do you think about? Oh, this house is a mess. Oh, goodness. The bill's not going to get paid. Oh, my gosh. The car was making a funny noise. We start listening to all this, and the focus goes on to us and off of God. So God's not going to work in the situation. We get our eyes back on Him, give it all to Him, and if you need help, you need help. That's what the church is for. Amen? There's not one person here that can be judged for anything that you're going through right now. If you're struggling at the bottom, we want to encourage you. We want to help you to feel better, give you the love and acceptance that you need.